racing today at Canterbury. The weather fine, a good three. There's more wind there than you'd find in Parliament House at the moment. And Darren Findell joins us. Morning, Darren.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. I took the dog for a walk half an hour ago and he nearly blew off the chain.
Blew the fleas off him.
Well, that would be a good result.
Yeah, Greg Carmody said earlier on it was stronger than the last one. He had picked up a bit.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays. There's a couple of races here today where it looks as though the pace is going to be good, and I guess they're the type of races you've got to worry about the leaders if they're just burning too much petrol in the first couple of hundred metres running into that headwind. If they're just jogging along in the lead, I guess it doesn't matter so much, but we've had these days before at Canterbury, and I wouldn't say there's any set pattern that sort of lasts for the whole day when we are under these conditions.
All right, well, look at the first today. We put out 4 Excelsior and 7 Kafka.
Yeah, interesting race to kick off the program. I'm going with a majority here and tipping Song Like, Bjorn Baker's runner here. I thought she went really well at Warwick Farm last time, being run down by Elise. It was a good gap back to the third horse in that. The first run at Hawkesbury was sound, and I just think this is the race really from barrier number one. She's either going to lead or just take the sit behind My Zabrinka, who I think is right in the race, My Zabrinka, as is Showtime. I've got to Showtime down as the second selection. This colt has been tested in good company, and he stood up to it. He hasn't been too far away, and the trial was really nice. So I've got Showtime second, My Zabrinka on the third line, and Fager best of the rest. 5-1-3-2 in the opener. Nice 3-year-old race to kick off the card.
Righto, race 2, Puna 2, Villa Carlotta, 7, Could You Be Loved, and number 9, Aquamy.
I thought this was the toughest race in the day, that you could make an angle for a number of these runners, but I've settled on Super X. I was pretty impressed with the Kembla performance. It sat on speed, it was able to wear down Catsby, and it was a good margin back to the rest. It was only having its second start there, and I thought that Super X from Barrier 2 would be basically wherever Barry wanted to position it in the run today. Number 5, Solar Patch, had a lot of speed, went okay last time in the city on Saturday. And on the backup of that performance, I think it's worthy of a ticket. Alberman was able to beat the older horses at Newcastle in a Class 1, resuming, beat as canny as there as a short price favourite. And, of course, it was able to win a Rose Hill Wednesday race back in February. So I think Alberman's done enough along the way that it goes in. And the groundbreaker returns as a gelding. Is the query runner with no trial, but there has been some support in the booking of Brenton Abdullah, which suggests that they mean business. So in the second there, I've got 6 on top from 5, 1, and 3. I know we've only got a smaller field there, but that's what I've settled on.
Third today at Canterbury, thetab.com. Today, you handicap a full field, Aaron?
Yes, and in the third, there's only one horse that's known for going forward, and that's no pushover. So when I was doing the form yesterday, I was getting very excited about this. Since it joined Luke Pepper's yard down at Canberra, it hasn't looked back this mare. She's won back-to-back races at Maroubra and the Sapphire Coast. Obviously, it's a significant step up in class today, but it's the way she's been winning those races down on the coast. I just think you've got to wipe the slate from previous form and just assess her on the way she's going at the moment. Blake McDougall's been booked, so she should get a soft lead, and she's got 56 kilos to carry. On face value, Up and Rolling's going to hold plenty of tickets. When I first started doing the form on the race, I was really into Notio, number 6, but there's just a lack of tempo to suit both those horses, and I can just see no pushover, just getting easy sections up front, and it might live up to its name there and prove to be no easy pushover. So race 3, number 2, for the minor, 6 Notio, 5 Up and Rolling. I'm sure it'll improve with the benefit of the run, 2 Up and Rolling. Its trials are okay. And 7 Ara Gold, I thought, was a bit of value with the blinkers going on. It might be able to sneak into a minor place. But 2, 6, 5, 7 there in the third.
Fourth event, we pull out 4 Dinky Diodora and 9 Express Point.
Quite keen on Vienna Romance in this for the fact that she's going to sit back off the back of a pretty decent speed with Irithea, Phoenix Claws and Sabapinski, I thought, with the main 3 to go forward and apply plenty of pressure. And from the draw of Barrier 2, I think Vienna Romance can go straight down to the fence. I'm hoping Irithea can hold the lead, and Vienna Romance might be able to get the spot right behind it, but probably realistically 3 back the inside. But I think Vienna Romance, on the company that it's been keeping in the city, is going to find this a lot easier. For the minors, number 10, Daytime Dancer. I really like its trial at Randwick over the 740 metres. She was up against some of the big names, and she acquitted herself really well in a quality field, put her in exotics. 11 Marabelle. I thought this went well in its Warwick Farm trial. It was just given a very quiet time towards the rear of the field. Has won a couple of races in Brisbane. Obviously, this is going to be a bit tougher, but Marabelle's a big watch, number 11. And of the speed horses, I'll put Erythea in because it's drawn closest to the fence for the claim and should be in it for a long way. But 5 Vienna Romance is my best today to beat 10, 11 and 1.
Race 5, the Tab Handicap, a full field.
Right, the fifth, I was looking at different angles, but at the end of the day, I think the trip's wrong for Louboutin first up, but I think she's just too good for these. And with Jean Van Overmeer, who's riding with so much success around New South Wales, coming to town today with a 3 kilo claim, all of a sudden the 62.5 doesn't look that bad now with a 59.5 to carry, considering she's going to sit right behind Clistra in this. I'm positive Clistra will lead. If she doesn't, I'm Danny Will. But Louboutin's going to be in a very forward position. And her class will get her home here. She trialled well enough behind. That's a good idea. Was just pushed on a bit and stuck on well. Louboutin has won at Canterbury in the past as well. The one I mentioned before, Clistra, I think with the regular 50 kilos on its back, she's going to lead today and hang on to run second. 3 Kangaroo can rail through. And 5 Parlez-Vous. Not so certain about this now. It bled back in February. It's had the 2 runs in. And I just thought at the last 50 metres of that latest run, Parlez-Vous was running on empty. So I don't normally like to follow these bleeders beyond their third run in, but I'll just keep it safe on the fourth line. But pretty keen there on Louboutin. One on top to beat 11, 3 and 5.
And Brenton Abdullah riding Parlez-Vous, the replacement for Kieran McAvoy there. Now, race 6, we put out 5 Rockefeller, 6 Epic Dan, 11 Vienna Romance.
Have we got a rider yet for Beacon? I can't find one.
No, not as yet, I don't think. And I'll just double-check here as well. But at this stage,
This is interesting. Looking at it, either Jay Ford or Christian Reith could immediately jump on. They're available.
Yep.
Now, okay. Tommy Berry's mount is scratched Epic Dan. But considering Tommy didn't have any light weights today, I don't know if he'd be prepared to get down to 53 to be on this.
Yeah, no, there's nothing coming through here at the moment. Yeah, and they're just saying Kieran Ilmott riding. The only ones still waiting for one in race 6. Nothing there as yet.
Well, this is a key ride for whoever picks it up. It's going to lead, I'd say, and give you a very good sight beacon. But, Sean, I don't want to put the mock on you, mate, but I think Invienna can win today.
God give us strength.
I tipped it last time, and it didn't really go to plan. They wanted to ride it with cover, but a Chillerair began that well from the gate inside. I think Bowman thought, well, if I don't go forward, if I go back, I'm just going to get caught wide and be right off the track. So he took the punt and went forward and did all the chasing to a Chillerair, and she was just gassed at the last 100 metres. But I think she's going to get a nice smother into the race today from the inside gate, get that wind resistance, sit behind Beacon, and I think Invienna will go through on the inside and may well run down Beacon. I think Princess Posh is a tremendous chance in the race. She's trialled extremely well. Good dropping class for her in some respects, Princess Posh. They're my 3 winning chances, 7, 13, 7. I wouldn't be bothered going any further if you're taking a quaddie today. I'd stick in 4, could have been for a place. But 9, 13, 7 and 4, I'd be getting that champagne on ice today, Sean.
Well, I've told Chris Lees he has the potential to cause me to turn up to work with a hangover tomorrow. It's up to him. And Adam. You've got to enjoy it, mate, haven't you? The 7th, the Tab Rewards, whether they win or lose, you've got to have a good time. 4 Exoteric, 9 More Than Fabulous, 10 Addictocraft and 14 Bellridge come out of the last.
I'm sure you've had a bit of practice at that cape over the years.
I'm not first up. Don't worry about that.
No. Nor second, third, fourth or fifth up. The last, Wang Wah for me. Pace is good. Street Pursuit, another lager, another snappy to take it up. Wang Wah stepped up in trip last time to the 1,800 metres at Randwick. She got it. Significant, too, that Rachel King sticks with Wang Wah. Interested to see the way this played out because Rachel King did a terrific job getting Street Pursuit home for Go Waterhouse last time, but she retained the ride here on Wang Wah. Whether there was a choice, it was her choice, we may find out later. But anyhow, she's got a good association with Wang Wah, and I'm happy to go her way. To beat number 8, Quick Defence, just a terrific place chance every time it goes around. You don't want to be backing it for the win, but it's always around the money. The way Street Pursuit won last time, I don't want to say it can't do it again, and Adam Hieronymus is certainly going to ensure that they go along at a decent enough speed up front. And Brazen is now getting close to its right trip, stepping up to 1,900 metres. And I think that last run at Randwick suggested that he's just about there. Trip right, Brendan Abdullah booked for the right, put it in the quaddie as well. Numbers in the last 2, 8, 5, and 1.
What are your standouts, Darren? Can you find anything?
Yes. I think each way almost race 4, number 5, Vienna Romance, is going to be my best bet today. I think Songlike will be winning the first. I think No Pushover will be winning the third. And we don't want to get too greedy. I guess we'll leave it at that.
All right. Still no rider for Beacon as yet in the 16th. They're still waiting that to come through. All right. We'll talk to you later on. Get a scene setter from Canterbury later on today.
Yeah, I'll let you know how windy it is. I guess the wind will be coming from the west, which means it'll be a headwind for the sprint races and a tailwind up the straight. But we'll confirm that when we get on track.
All right, good on you, Darren. Have a great day.
Cheers. Thanks, Sean.
Darren Flindell joining us there looking at Canterbury today.